morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. Maine Special Olympics Summer Games are going to be held from Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th at the University of Maine, and they are looking for volunteers to help out in several different areas and shifts. Organizers say the event draws thousands of athletes, coaches, partners, spectators, and volunteers, and it will include opening ceremonies, a parade of athletes, a dance, and an athletes' village. And the athletes participate in bocce and track and field. More information about the 2024 Maine Special Olympic Summer Games and the volunteer opportunities can be found at somaine.org, SO for Special Olympics, Maine.org. If you are a teacher of grades 5 through 8 or know someone who is, this may interest you. The NASA STEM Engagement Educator Professional Development Team is hosting an in-person Next Gen STEM 101 Educator Workshop that comes with 8 contact hours this summer for teachers of grades 5 through 8 at the Challenger Learning Center of Maine in Bangor. The workshop will be held on August 22nd. Registration is open now. To register, go to astronaut.org/professional-development. And with questions, you can contact Kirsten Hibbard at khibbard, that's K-H-I-B-B-A-R-D, at astronaut.org. Registration also opens this week for the COA Summer Institute. The 2024 College of the Atlantic Summer Institute, called Questions of Democracy, will examine democracy in the United States during what many consider to be one of the most consequential years of our times. Speakers will explore questions of authoritarianism, artistic freedom, and socio-political change during a total of 10 sessions over 5 days. The speakers will include retired Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and Joe Scarborough of the MSNBC TV show Morning Joe, among other elected officials and well-known journalists, poets, authors, attorneys, and organization leaders. Guests will address collaboration amongst politicians, media and misinformation, voter equity and rights, transformative change through philanthropy, the U.S. Constitution, the civic role of poetry, and other pertinent and current topics. The Institute will kick off on Monday evening, July 29th, and continue through Friday, August 2nd, and will include such workshops as Making Amends, The Past and Future of American Constitutionalism, and Challenges to Democracy, Media, Misinformation, and the Rise of Authoritarianism. Closing out the Institute on Friday evening will be Restoring Collaboration and Goodwill in the House of Representatives, with U.S. Representatives Jamie Raskin and Shelley Pingree, and interlocutor Francis Steed Sellers, journalist and associate director of the Washington Post. The Summer Institute is the College of the Atlantic's week-long ideas festival that welcomes experts from around the world to share their perspectives on the most pressing issues of our time. It's supported by COA's Champlain Society members. The COA Summer Institute is open to the public, and it is free to attend, but registration is required, and that opens this week on Saturday, June 1st. You can go to coa.edu/si to find more information and to register for the COA Summer Institute, which will be happening on July 29th through August 2nd. Our 4 p.m. local public affairs show today is Maine Currents, independent local news, views, and culture. It's been a while since we've reported on the connections between this part of Maine and El Salvador, and there have been major political changes taking place there with a new authoritarian president. So we checked in with local residents who have traveled to El Salvador many times over the years, Karen and Paul Volkhausen, Katie Greenman, and Willie Marquardt. Their most recent trip was in February, and they share their impressions of how things have changed and how it could be a warning for the U.S. That's coming up this afternoon at 4, only here on WERU-FM. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.